Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're drafting 24th overall in the first round. But their head coach, he's doing his due diligence. He's visiting pro days all over the place. He visited one pro day not so far from here over in Ohio last week. And, well, you just hear this for yourself from Ohio State's Twitter account.
Hey, you know what we came to see. Sure. Give it to me, baby.
I got you.
Have a good day, man. Let's go.
Sure. I will appreciate it.
I got you, and I will appreciate it when told if he needs anything to let Mike Tomlin know, is the voice of Justin Fields, Ohio State quarterback. Could go as high as third, maybe even second, who knows, in this year's NFL draft. Even though earlier in the offseason there were some thinking he may slide down the board. I don't know how far he would have to slide before the Steelers would think about trading up, guys. But it's interesting to see your head coach walk up to a quarterback after his pro day and say, you know who we came here to see. There's no way this happens, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is 99.9%, 99.5% chance. This is just words and how just talking to somebody and harmless, and it doesn't mean anything, and he's just there to look. But
on what's your 0.01%?
Oh, yes. It should have people going crazy this morning because I'm tired of talking about mock drafts. I really am. But in a way, I guess this is kind of mock draftish in a way. Where would they would have to meet in the middle somewhere? Fields would have to drop some, and the Steelers would have to jump some. So it would take both of those forces to kind of pull together in order for that any of that to happen.
He would have to fall, I would think, out of the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers would have to be willing to part with next year's first-round pick, I would think, Jim.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I have a theory with some of this stuff. First of all, I think it would have been hilarious if Tomlin had said to Justin Fields, you know who we're here to see? And he'd go, yeah, Trey Sermon, right? that would have been a good answer. I think there's part of Tomlin, not that he needs to kiss up to a college athlete, but he knows that there's stuff there. He wants to be cool, and he likes to be seen being like that guy who and hey, it's a big deal for Justin. Hey, that's Mike Tomlin, man. You know, he's talking to me. And, you know, as good as you are as a college player, you got Mike Tomlin, you know, kind of, you know, nice little exchange. That's really cool. And I think Tomlin loves to be seen in that light. And not that it's an act, but I do think that he really plays it up with those guys. And that's, you know, that's my theory on that. I don't think there's any chance this is going to happen because you're right about the following year's first round draft pick. But man, the Penguins have so many different holes to fill.
Well, so do the Steelers.
So the Penguins. I meant the Steelers.
Enough.
I'm sorry.
The reason I say
they seem to be good.
Yeah. No, they're good. There's lots of depth there. The reason I say out of the top 10 is because you look at 11, 12, 13, and 14
right.
in this draft. And they are all teams that don't need to draft a quarterback right now. They may. I mean, you could look at the Eagles and be like, okay, if they don't truly believe in Hurts, maybe they want to roll the dice on a quarterback.
Who else is there? The Giants and the Chargers?
Giants, Eagles, Chargers, Vikings are 11 through 14. And then you get to the Patriots at 15, who you could definitely see drafting a quarterback. That is the window where if one of these quarterbacks, especially one of the top three, right, Lawrence, Wilson, or Fields, I don't know about Lance, or maybe Mac Jones is in that mix. I don't know. If one of those quarterbacks slides out of the top 10, that's where somebody's going to go get one of those guys if they really like him. Hey, 11, 12, 13.
It's never going to happen, but I'm not afraid in this regard to yell fire in a crowded movie house because it's not going to get me arrested. So that's what that's the sole objective today, to blow this conversation up. It was just idle chit-chat, I think. But Steeler fans have gone crazier for less in the past.
And okay, so let's build a scenario then, right? Let's take just a minute.
All right.
Let's build a scenario. Justin Fields falls out of the top 10. The Giants, they need a wide receiver maybe. The Eagles, the Chargers, they all draft something and say, you know what? None of you guys have really provided enough in return for us to want to trade out of our spot. We got prospects that we really got an eye on. You can get your quarterback whenever you get your quarterback. We're not worried about it. Nobody makes a deal at 11, 12, or 13. The Vikings are there at 14. They've still got Kirk Cousins. They're not interested in a quarterback either. And the Steelers just a couple years ago moved up 10 picks in the first round. Would they move up 10 picks in the first round?
If they did, I will cry and I will drive to Columbus and pick up Justin Fields and drive him back. Yes.
You know, I'll be there with you. I'll pay for the gas.
You know who I'm here to get, don't you?
Yes. I mean, this would be spectacular. But that is a scenario. You bring up a good point. Like, you have to build it, build a situation in a way in which that could happen.
Right.
The first thing, though, is it would take the Jets and it would take the Jets and it would take the Niners. I mean, what do you have those two?
I don't know. Maybe the Jets go with Wilson as everybody expects, and maybe the Niners go with Mac Jones as some have theorized. And then
Trey Lance, right?
Or maybe Fields goes and Trey Lance is there at 14. I don't see the Steelers trading up 10 picks and rolling the dice on him. But, I mean, in my opinion, Justin Fields could end up being the best quarterback in this group. And, yes, I'm including Trevor Lawrence. He can do some ridiculous things with the football, both with his legs and with his arm.
We have Chargers insider Dan Potash telling us that the Bolts like the offensive linemen. They like offensive linemen. So there's that. So
thank you, Dan.
So that means they're definitely taking an offensive lineman. Thanks, Dan. Yes. Breaking news. Breaking news on the Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Thanks to Dan Potash for that.
I can't believe you got the read it, too. That's phenomenal. Yes. Look, none of us expects this to happen, right? It takes too many dominoes falling in the right direction for the Steelers and in the wrong direction for other teams. I don't expect it to happen. But it's fun to theorize ways where it could work. And again, the final cherry on top of this Sunday that we've built now is you can no longer make the argument, well, the Steelers just don't do that. Well, they have. They traded up to get Devin Bush a couple years ago, and they traded a first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. They're willing to do what it takes if something enticing to them, something that they would really like, somebody that Mike Tomlin drove 3 hours to Columbus just to see, at least he intimates in that video, is somehow dropping through the first round, and they go, maybe we can make a move here.
Haskins would immediately quit.
Next year's first-round pick?
He would immediately quit the Steelers. He'd be done.
Mason Rudolph could too, and I'm a Rudolph fan. They could both.
Let me ask you this. Let's say they took Fields. Would you then change your opinion on would he top Mason Rudolph on the depth chart for you?
Yes. Yeah. Much as I like Mason Rudolph. Yeah, I know that's a lot coming
that's
from
a ton
Mason
for
Rudolph's
you.
Number one cheerleader. Yeah.
You are. You're the president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer of the Mason Rudolph fan club.
Yeah.
So this would be big for you.
And that girl from The Bachelorette were his biggest fans.
He had a couple girls from The Bachelorette, right? Then he bounced around a little bit.
I think Bouchard, the tennis player.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's
he's
right.
all over the place. Mason Rudolph's a good-looking. He's a good-looking guy, I guess. People like him. Girls like him. Good-looking girls like him too. I mean, he's strapping lad. This guy.
He's doing okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.